Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Shots fired in the ongoing partial government shutdown. President Trump this afternoon told House Speaker Nancy Pelosi she could not use military aircraft for her planned trip to Brussels, Egypt, and Afghanistan.
CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy joins us. Stephen, is this payback for the speaker disinviting the president from his State of the Union address?
The White House says, no, this is not a response. But fellas, this is extraordinary what has happened this afternoon. The House Speaker was expected to take off about 3 o'clock for a trip that her aides did not want news organizations to report. The president, about 45 minutes before the speaker was supposed to take off, released this letter in which he says he's postponing the trip. As commander-in-chief, he has the power to prevent any military aircraft from taking off. And the protocol is when the House Speaker flies overseas, and this has been the case since just after 9/11, the Speaker of the House flies in a military aircraft overseas. But the president prevented that, and in so doing, he disclosed the intended destinations, Belgium, Egypt, and Afghanistan. Again, that had not been publicly announced. The president says in his letter that Pelosi was free to continue going on the trip, but she'd have to fly commercial. But he's now already revealed the destination. The White House says that the president acted today because Pelosi's absence from D.C. through the weekend and in the days into next week, that would mean, quote, she would not have been here to negotiate any kind of deal. So while the president is saying that she's free to take the trip, he says she can't do it with a military aircraft because he wants her to stay in Washington.
And you certainly probably don't want to fly commercial into Afghanistan. Obviously, a big escalation of the shutdown fight here, Stephen. How could Pelosi and the Democrats respond to this?
Well, that's a really important question, Michael. And look, ultimately, the president could do it politically. They could Pelosi could make public comments. You're already starting to hear this afternoon from Democrats who are saying this is childish. Lindsey Graham, the influential Republican senator from South Carolina, is saying that that this should not occur, that this is inappropriate for the president to do this. Remember, members of Congress take these overseas trips because they get to appropriate funds, and funds for the military have already been appropriated despite the shutdown. And they want oversight over how the military engages in things overseas in, you know, on behalf of the people of the United States, spending the money of the people of the United States. So that's why this trip was taking place in the first place. And the president today is acting, he says, because he wants to keep Nancy Pelosi here.
All right, Stephen, thanks. Stephen says another extraordinary day in Washington. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.